afternoon, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Dasa's Q3 2023 earnings call. We'd like to inform you that this event is being recorded. After the company's presentation, there will be a question and answer session for analysts and investors. If you need assistance during the conference, please press star zero to speak to the operator. The link to access the webcast with audio and slides is available on the Dasa Investors Relations website at www.dasa3.com.br. The presentation is also available for download on the website. We emphasize that the information contained in this presentation and any statements that may be made during this event regarding Dasa's business prospects, projections, and operational and financial goals constitute beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as currently available information. Future considerations are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, market conditions, and other operational factors may affect Dasa's future performance. Now I'll give the floor to Mr. Glauco Desiderio, who will begin the presentation. Good afternoon, and thank you very much for listening. We'll begin the presentation with considerations from Pedro Bueno, President of Dasa, followed by Lísio Sintra, General Director of Operations, and André Covre, General Director of Finance. Also here with us, Emerson Gasparetta, General Director of Hospitals and Oncology, and Rafael Lucchesi, General Director of Diagnostics. Now I give the floor to Pedro Bueno to begin the presentations. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. This would be my last call as a CEO, so I would like to thank my whole team, not just the executive committee who is here in the room, but everyone who is part of Dasa, our clients. Next January, I will celebrate 9 years as a company's CEO, a company that has been through great transformation. We acquired Dasa in 2014, and I joined the company in 2015 when it was losing revenue, rentability, and quality. And after 2 or 3 years of turnaround, we had tripled the EBITDA of the company. With the turnaround, we improved the quality, NPS. We gained customers' confidence. We gained market share. Throughout 2017 and 2018, we embraced a new strategy, which I'm so proud of that we created this proposal to perform a good medicine, best practices to provide medical services, which is generally concerned about to provide the correct medicine, which will guarantee sustainability to the sector. We became the second hospital network. We are within the three top wards of oncology. We have a platform with over 8 million users. We are a very important player in genetics. We have Alta, which is consistently gaining market share in the premium market. We have a great hub in artificial intelligence in Latin America. We have created a culture which works on humanized care, which fosters innovation. And of course, not everything is being solved. We still have relevant challenges. And my last legacy as a CEO is the team that we are bringing together this year. That is a combination of people that have been in the house for 10 years, like Emerson and Lucchesi, among some others, and some other more recent collaborators that they have excellence experiences that will add to our Dasa's team, like André as a CFO and Ulysses. And talking about Ulysses and his transition, he's doing really well. I'm so amazed with his strategic direction. He's adding so much to our company. And also due to his ability to foster a strategic relationship to our operators and customers to advance towards that strategy to become the best option to all operators into the market. That transition was placed within two steps. The first 3 months, Lício was focused on bringing together more ties to the company and to design a budget and a strategic planning for 2024. That was in August, September, and October. And since October, we are now stepping to a second step where I am giving more liability to the executive decisions to Lício. And that is being taken place in a very straightforward, organic way that will benefit the company. So during this call, you will perceive that I'm more like a passenger seat, and Lício will be more in the front line of this call. So once again, I'd like to thank you all, of course, our investors who have believed on us in our company. And I'm so enthusiastic with this new cycle for me at Dasa, with cash flow generation, efficiency, to be able to grow, designing an ecosystem that will change the health sector. Now I'd like to hand over to Lício for his official opening, for his first official earning result call. Thank you so much. I feel so proud to be in charge of this project, a project which we started 9 years ago. Good afternoon. It's a great honor to be participating at this first call. And for coincidence, it's the same day where I reach 100 days working for Dasa. Before I get into the details for Q3 and this improving project for indicators, I would like briefly, for those of you who haven't met me yet, I'd like to tell you what were the main reasons why I am at this Dasa project. I have been working for the sector, for the health sector for 20 years, always from the payer's perspective, representing health insurance providers with and without a network, but always from a provider's standpoint. This is a result of more than 6 months conversation and discussion, not only with Pedro, but with some investors, with the current executives, former investors. And during these months of reflection, some points were relevant that helped me to reach my decision. First, the way as how Pedro and his family understands health for the future, having a patient-centered approach to guarantee a care with more quality, more accessibility from a cost perspective. And I believe this is what will guarantee sustainability to the sector. And Dasa is a pioneer in this area, and I believe that with the focus, we'll believe to reach amazing results in addition to those that we have already achieved. Second, the time that the company is going through. After bringing together this great team, after a number of M&As, investment in technology, it's very clear to us that we have to focus on process, execution, synergy, scale, rule out any stress that we might face on the way. Projects that will demand time, financial resources that might be away from our core, which is hospitals, diagnostics, and oncology. I'm pretty sure that by doing that, we'll be able to raise our profitability levels in relation to the size that we have right now within those two business units. Besides, What would be ideal would be an adjustment with the payers. You know, step out of all these denials, who has paid, who has not, have they applied to the proper material or not, more of the same that we have been following the past years. And now, as a provider hat, we'd like to have more simplified products in alignment with the payer sources and not, and to have a patient centric. We have to include the patient as part of our process. I believe this is what will add benefits and success in the long run. In addition to these main points that were key for our decision-making process. And after 20 years in the health sector, 15 of those years at San Francisco, which it was founded in the state of São Paulo, and then it was disseminated to the whole state, fourth in the rank, and which was very compatible to vertical insurance companies, but amounting just to 30% of in-house admission. And I have a very close relationship to the network exchange and indicator, best practices, analysis based on indicators, all of that added to 3 years working for Hapvida, which has acquired San Francisco, and working closely to their daily routine, led by Jorge. I'm sure that that may add to the current DASA's team. And what is the best part of all? I'm so glad with everything that I've seen so far. Of course, that we have huge challenges such as leverage and other issues, but I'm convinced that we have several opportunities, opportunities that have already been mapped and which will be translated within best performances. We have a team which knows exactly what they have to do. They are skilled for that. And now we have to focus and engage that team to speed up the execution process. And to close, my first talk, my first participation, by thanking Pedro. The way as he talks about DASA projects is amazing. He's very engaging and he has dedicated his past 10 years of his life totally to this company. And he's going to be a great supporter to all changes and transitions. DASA's executive team, they are amazing. They were very welcoming and they are facing challenges in a very constructive way, and they understand that some changes will be necessary to improve and increase our profitability. Well, after this brief introduction, I'd like now to hand over to André. Thank you, Lício. Thank you, Pedro. Good morning, good afternoon. It's a great honor to be here for the first time to share DASA's results. And I'd like to start our presentation on slide three with DASA's consolidated performance in the third quarter of 2023. We ended the quarter with gross revenue of 4 billion reais, with growth in both BUs, reflecting three aspects: an increase in the volume of services provided, greater complexity of services, and contractual readjustments. The company's consolidated growth was 10% this quarter compared to the same period last year. Consolidated adjusted gross profit was 1.2 billion in the period, with a year-over-year adjusted gross margin of 31.3%, which represents a sequential growth of 2.0 points, showing a progress in the quality of operations of both BUs. Furthermore, at the company, we began a new phase of reviewing management processes and organizational structure, prioritizing activities, renegotiating contracts, resulting in lower expenses and investments, which contributed to adjusted EBITDA of 683 million reals with this quarter, a growth of 13 when compared to the same period of the previous year. EBITDA societary has grown around 6%. Such a significant evolution of operational results has allowed an improvement of over 100 million reals in our net revenue. Going to slide 4, where we bring the performance of the hospitals and oncology business segment, which we call BU1. This quarter, we had a 13% growth in gross revenue compared to the same period last year, and 5% compared to the previous quarter, resulting in gross revenue of 2 billion reals. The increase in revenue compared to last year's is due to the 3% growth in the volume of patients per day and the 10% higher average ticket. Four factors collaborated to this growth. First, a 1.2 percentage points higher occupancy rate, which reached 78.5%. Second, the increase in the complexity of treatments and management. Third, annual contract readjustments. And fourth, the 36% expansion of the oncology segment, which also reflects the maturation of the oncology units opened last year in the Brasilia Azul Hospital, Águas Claras, Cristóvão da Gama, and Lefort Morumbi Hospitals. In addition to the growing use of technology, to the identification of oncological diseases in preliminary stages within our units, which opens up the possibility of anticipating the start of treatment and thus can generate greater quality and longer life for patients and lower costs for paying sources. Adjusted gross profit grew 5% lower than the evolution of revenue, and consequently, there was a reduction of 2.2 percentage points in the margin. This is due to four elements. First, the strong comparison basis for the 3Q22. The margin of BU1 in the first half of 21 was 26.3, and the third quarter of 22, 29.1. And this year, the margin in the first quarter was 25.8, second quarter 26.4, and now 26.8, showing positive evolution. Second factor, we have new units in Barra and Alphaville is still under maturation, and in which, therefore, we have a large part of the costs without the counterpart in revenues. Third, we had higher medical costs, a fundamental area of the company in which we have invested. And fourth, higher cost of materials and medicines, also influenced by the greater participation of the oncology segment. In the sequential comparison of the quarters, these elements had no relevant effect, and the margin showed an expansion of 0.4 percentage points. Now, switching on to the diagnostics and care coordination business on slide 5, we see that the revenue of the quarter amounted approximately 2 billion reals, a growth of 7% compared to the second quarter of last year. Excluding COVID-19 tests and international operations, whose revenue was strongly impacted by the devaluation of the Argentina peso currency, growth was 12% compared to last year. The increase in the segment in the annual comparison is the result of the 8% higher volume of exams brought about by new commercial agreements and greater use, without there having been an expansion in the number of service units. Whereas the decline in the average ticket is the result of the greater participation of the B2B segment, which has a smaller average ticket, a lower volume of COVID-19 tests, and the devaluation of Argentina peso currency. Once again, disregarding the effects of COVID-19 and international operations in both the periods, the average ticket grew by 4%. Moving now on to the adjusted gross profit, we had an expansion in the annual comparison of 4% linked to the higher volume of exams, partially offset by the mixed effect of the period. Comparing to the previous quarter, prior year, the margin expansion reflects the non-recurring effects of Q2 23 and operational excellence initiatives in service units, such as greater use of digital check-in, evolution of scheduling systems, and investments in accelerators in imaging equipment that, among other benefits, enhance our customers' experience and improve the use of space in our units. Moving now to slide 6. Here, we will present the evolution of our expenses and EBITDA in this quarter. We had a 5% reduction in adjusted expenses compared to the third quarter of 2022, despite the growth in the volume of operations and the year-to-date inflation in the last 12 months, measured by IPCA of 5%. This reduction reflects, as I mentioned at the beginning, the company's increasing focus on reviewing its management processes and organizational structure, prioritizing activities, and renegotiating service provision contracts. In comparison, adjusted general and administrative expenses increased by 18 million, 4%, maintaining the proportion in relation to the net revenue of 13.1%. Moving to the right side of the slide, we present the evolution of adjusted EBITDA, which grew 13% compared to the same period of the previous year, reflecting the greater volume of services provided and the improvement in the quality of operations at both BUs, in addition to the reduction of the expenses. In the sequential comparison, adjusted EBITDA showed growth of 17%, providing a margin expansion of 2 percentage points. Now on slide 7. The company's earning growth has been occurring despite the reduction in investments, seeking to generate cash and reduce debt. This has been possible due to the quality of investments made in the recent past and the company's focus on profitability. This has been happening since the beginning of the year. In the first quarter of the year, investments were 17% lower than the same period last year, and in the second quarter, 35% lower. In the third quarter, we amplified this momentum and invested 46% less than the third quarter of last year, amounting a 36% reduction in total investments over the last 9 months. This process should continue in the coming quarters and should be enhanced by the implementation for 2024 of management systems and goals linked to return on capital metrics. The company ended the third quarter with a cash position of 2.4 billion, a reduction of 452 million compared to the end of the second quarter, despite the growth in results and the reduction in investments. The increase of 443 million in accounts receivable contributed to this negative evolution in the company's cash flow, mainly due to the longer average collection period, a matter on which the company's management is engaged, including Pedro and Licio, to develop solutions together with paying sources. In summary, I consider that the company had a good quarter of results with growth in volumes and progress in the quality of operations, which, together with lower investments, puts the company in the direction of cash generation. This is everyone's number one objective at this moment, with accounts receivable as an important part of this work. In connection with this, I now turn it over to Lício so that he can comment a little bit more on our work priorities. Thank you, Andrea, for your presentations, and I would like to close this quarter's results presentation by exploring our current priorities of Dasa executives at this time, which I will present on slide eight. Firstly, as Andrea said, focusing on cash generation is a priority to ensure that we have an appropriate structure to support the organic growth of our operations. In practice, we have countless examples of actions already implemented in the company's routine that reflect the total commitment of senior leadership. Secondly, as shown in the quarter's results, we have a new dynamic implemented for capital allocations that ensures focus on the profitability of existing assets and adequate investments for the company's current needs. Thirdly, the company brings a renewed approach to operational execution and expense reduction to ensure excellence in delivering our results, supported by an adequate and optimized structure. Here are some examples of ongoing actions to deliver these results, such as a review of the supply process, using volume to become more competitive, to speed up materials and medications, integrating all hospitals off the network, to focus on exams to allow existing assets. Moving on to the fourth item on our list. We understand that this is the ideal time to restructure the relationship with paying sources, as I said in my introduction, creating an environment of greater cooperation, aiming at claim management, and consequently building the basis for strengthening the entire country's health chain. And finally, but not least important, we reinforce more than ever Dasa focus is on core business. The company's ecosystem strategy continues to exist and move in parallel with the role. But we understand that at this moment, the priority and focus must be on ensuring operational excellence in our two units, hospitals, including oncology and diagnostics. With this, we come to the end of our presentation, and now we may proceed to the questions and answers sessions. Thank you. If you would like to ask your questions, please type star one. You may address your questions throughout the webcast platform. And our first question is from Arthur Alves, Morgan Stanley. You may proceed. Good afternoon.
Meu pai, o que que aconteceu?
So we may engage on a relationship of 20 or 25 years, such as that is my case. Having said all of that, and taking into account everything I have so far as information, I am not very clear about what you are saying. That's not quite clear to me. If we could talk individually later, I'm asking Glauco to write that down so we can better understand your question, and then we can get back to you if you don't mind. Is that fine? Yes, that's fine. Thank you, Andrea. I appreciate. Thank you. Our next question is from Rafael Bastos, XP. You may proceed. Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you for your question. I have two questions, if you allow me. The first one has to do with the relationship with the payment sources. We have seen some payers working on a more integrated way, some transactions, and the main one is Rede D'Or with SulAmérica. I would like to hear from you if that will change the competitive market or not, as long as we see this kind of development taking place into the market. Do you see that as an opportunity to become an independent player? That's my first question. Second, about working capital. Do you see, in addition to the work that you have been doing with the paying sources, do you see any window for opportunity for the storage, for the stock number, stock volume? Thank you. Thank you, Rafael. This is Lício speaking, and thank you for your questions. I will answer your first question, then I will hand over to André. First, recently transactions mentioned by you, well, that puts us even closer to the pay sources. If we understand that there is a large pulverization and catalyzation with one single payment source, DASA as a whole, I think I see a positive result if I weigh that out. And I'm pretty sure that if we continue management our business based on indicators, with a medicine of quality, with a patient-centered approach, with a more accessible and affordable cost, I believe we are going to continue to be a great option as an impartial and independent health provider. Now I hand over to Andrea to answer your second question about working capital. Hello, Rafael. Thank you for your question. Straightforward answer, yes. I think it would be useful to elaborate a little bit more about yes. I am a newcomer in the company. I have the following perspective about the past years. DASA is a result of several companies, which in a short period of time, most of them during COVID, and what the company did correctly, in my opinion, was to prioritize integration in everything that deals with the customers and patients. That was really well done. And as a consequence, we see that in the revenue growth, we see wonderful NPSs. We also see that in the users' recurrence. So the forefront was really prioritized and extremely well done. Now, we are missing to do in a more relevant way the backward integration, such as to improve our inventory and also the payment methodologies. In our initial speech, some initiatives are being done regarding inventory, such as standardization, unified purchase. If we are able to see the whole purchase package in a more centralized way, we'll be able to manage better our inventories, and we'll be able to choose to set a different sort of a relationship with some of our providers. And here we'll be able to reduce our inventory times and to set more productive relationships with our providers, including longer deadlines. Well, our average inventory for Q3 has even improved a little bit in relation to the past one. But as if we are call as if as we are talking about a significant change, the main benefits, they will become more material by the beginning of next year. That's clear. Thank you for your answers. Thank you. Our next question is from Samuel Alves, BCG Pactual. You may go on. Hello, I have two questions, Pedro Lício. The first one is a follow-up from your slide 8 on short-run priorities, even taking into account Lício's great experience and expertise. What would be a feasible timeline to set the company into a more humanized trajectory, especially the integration of the company's ecosystems? You answered that before. A strong improvement by the end of next year, centralizing purchase. What do you have in mind in terms of schedule, addressing your slide 8? My second question now. A transition that took place in Q3, the receivables. Is that concentrated in few payment sources, or is that more kind of spread from the receivable accounts by the company? Thank you. Samuel, thank you for your question. This is Lício talking. I will answer the first one and then hand over to Andrea to answer your second question. Slide 8 sums up to the first item, cash flow generation, which leads to a number of other actions. It's quite clear that There are many, many actions and several opportunities, all of them with a different execution time, some with a short run, others long run. What makes me feel so optimistic about that? We don't have just only one silver bullet, but we have a set of actions which are already mapped. The only complexity relies on execution. Most of them, they depend on execution. Therefore, the level of control that we have among them is quite high. Having said so, we don't have one set date to start our cruise line, but future cycles with small gains that will take us to a level for execution and attack. Our main commitment, our internal commitment, is to speed actions up. Many, many of them were already mapped, and now we want to give total focus to that. And we have been doing that where we don't prioritize those less impacted actions. We are, removing any sort of distractions from the table. Now it's with you, Andrea. As to increase of receivables, for the first time, the end of the quarter was during a weekend, Saturday and Sunday. With that, the receivables, they are postponed to Monday, which is already the following quarter. This is one of the reasons why we have such an increase in the receivables, in addition to more, in addition to some other issues. Therefore, the amount concentration is within good payment sources with good additional credit, and we feel comfortable with that. Thank you, Lício and André, and good afternoon to everyone. Our next question is from Leandro Bastos from Citi. You may go on. Hi there. I have two questions as well. The first one is still along the receivables. So for Q4, can we already see any sort of evolutions? Yeah, we can barely hear you, Leandro. Can you speak up loud, please? Is it any better now? Yeah, much better. Thank you. Two questions. First one, along the receivables and the calendar effect by the end of the last quarter. How about Q4? Can we expect any evolution? So this is my first question. Second, leverage. Talking about leverage, André talked about some conditions which are not the most desirable one. What do you see for some other inorganic initiatives to improve the capital structure? How do you see that agenda, internal agenda? Thank you. This is André speaking. About receivables, this is a topic which draws the whole executive committee direct attention. Myself, Pedro, Lício, Emerson, Rafael from commercial, Lucchesi, everyone is involved. We are deeply engaged to deal with this topic in a very efficient and productive way. The timing will depend on the work that is being done. It is still difficult to precise or to estimate a certain time. It may be 2, 3 months. We are working on that. As to leverage, where receivables is an important part, Lício has mentioned on slide 8 that we have a priority on our central business: hospitals, oncology, and diagnostics. Our work Our focus is on those two areas. And eventual and other possible things that might be around that, but those are not our priorities. Therefore, we have to reassess our portfolio recurrently. The company is 24 by 7 analyzing their business composition. Thank you. That's very clear. Our next question is from Emerson Vieira, Goldman Sachs. You may proceed. Good afternoon, Lício, André, Pedro, and other directors. I have two questions. The first one about average ticket dynamic for B1 Hospital, 7% quarter after quarter. Could you explain what is the readjustment level that you are passing to the operators, and what is the complexity evolution behind that? And second, could you explain a little bit more what you have been doing in terms of payment sources? What are those initiatives in this forefront? Is this relationship change going through any redesign of products or repositioning of assets? Thank you.
Hello, Emerson. Thank you for your questions. As to tickets increase, we have different realities at different hospital units. There are some hospitals that throughout the years they got investments, they received investments, and we will bump into price tables adjustments. There are other regions that they are working with specified tables in their hospital units. What we have been doing lately is to focus on a hospital mix to prioritize procedures that the hospital has that gift for it. And my margin is going to be higher, even if that price is tight, because I concentrate volume, I optimize OR and beds. So the growth, in fact, is a mix of different forefronts or front lines. And we have two aspects. One, which is more conceptual, and gains, they will be perceived in a middle to long run, where we think over and rediscuss about the use of materials and how the payment source will work with that with physicians. Revenue is more harmonic between payment sources and insurance companies and operators. And I'm pretty sure that this is a pillar that in a middle to a long run has the ability to change that relationship with the payers. And in a short run, it's a matter of adjusting the process, giving more focus into the ability and agility of revenue slash giving a feedback to the payers source.
Very clear. Thank you. Our next question is from Gustavo Tiseo, Bank of America. You may proceed. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I have two questions. Could you elaborate a little bit more about the receivables? I know that much has been already talked about that, but has it
Have you reached the peak of suffering and that might improve from now on, or that will become even worsening than it is? And second, some of the benefits, they have already been mapped more recently. You had a consultancy to reach more efficiency. Could you update us what has happened? Was there an improvement? Is there a room for improvement? Or have you reached a limit yet or not? Hi, Gustavo. This is Pedro speaking. About DNA, as we said, we did some work in the beginning of the year to map our possibilities and activities, and DNA is being diluted constantly in relation to the revenue. And more recently, Licio, together with the team, without a consultancy support, we are doing that internally without our 2024 budget, where we are considering a second wave of opportunities to be dealt in a short run. So we hope to throw good news very soon in the near future. Thank you. About your question addressing working capital, it might be useful to set some numbers here in the evolution. Comparing receivables less clients' anticipation with the quarter revenue. That's not a very precise math because that's the last month of the quarter. And just for you to have an idea, in these calculations, we have 98 days of receivables accounts. In the first quarter, that was close to 90. And last year, that was close to 80. So I cannot precise you if we have reached a peak or not, but our growth was very significant. And we expect to work together with the payers for something which is more normal, which replicates what we had in the past. Yes, this is what we are after too. Thank you, very clear. Well, the Q&A session is now closed. Now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Pedro Bueno for his final considerations. You may proceed. Well, thank you so much for your participation at the earnings conference call for DASA. And Andre, Licio, thank you. And we are very excited for what to come next year. Have a great weekend. The earnings conference call for DASA's third quarter of 2023 is now closed. The investors relationship area is available to answer any other questions and queries. Thank you very much to the participants and have a good afternoon.